Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm in Shanghai at Domatex Asia, and I'm with John Reitfeldt, the CEO with I4F. John, how you doing?
I'm very good. And yourself?
I'm doing well. I wanted to talk to you about your area of expertise, intellectual property. I should mention, you've been in the flooring business for many years and actually spent some years at Tarkett, right?
Yes, absolutely. I've been for a couple of years the president of Tarkett, global president for the residential division, so wood, laminate, and vinyl.
And you've been doing this for I4F now for what, 4 or 5 years?
Well, actually, as a leader of the I4F company for 5 years, I'm involved with the patent filing for the last 9 years.
Mm-hmm. All right, there's two things I want to talk about. One of them is a recent news item we ran around your arrangement with CFL Floors around this protection with the magnesium oxide core, which is we've been calling a stone core. And we first interviewed and talked about this. I was talking to Thomas Bard about this at Domatex in Germany. Talk about that if you would.
Yeah, we know China Floors well as a partner, and CFL has also developed or obtained some intellectual property where they believe is a new trend, is a new wish from the market, is addressing also some issues with other products. So we have been discussing, and yeah, we are happy that we have been able to close a partnership agreement for this patent, which is indeed a magnesium oxide core. We call it also engineered stone, that's the more commercial name, with a wood top layer.
And so many people know that one of the issues with some constructions of multi-layered flooring is there are expansion and contraction issues with temperature change, and this magnesium oxide actually addresses that, right?
Yeah, that's correct. That's what I would say one of the main advantages. It could be against some engineered products, some weight advantages, and it's a reduced flammability risk because of the product properties. So yeah, it's addressing, and actually it's an opportunity for wood to kind of have for people who really like to have and love to have wood in their house to put it on the floor.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And that's is that a U.S. patent? Is it many countries?
It's many countries. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Europe and North America. Yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll continue to follow that. Another item I want to talk to you about is just yesterday we ran the story where Unilin has announced that they are threatening to stop at the border shipments from over 45 different Chinese organizations related to rigid core LVT. So tell me a little bit about that issue.
Yeah, I would say it's the typical showtime where Unilin is threatening and doing actions against licensees and against the market. Yeah. For your information, Kemp, on the list there are some I4F licensees, but also some non-I4F licensees. There are some names on I have never heard of, but we would love to welcome them in our family.
Well, I'm interviewing you because they actually mention you in this action. And I should point out that when you say it's showtime, what you mean is that for the last 5 years, they have issued a press release around this Domatex Asia time. So tell me the story here.
It's not clear for me why they have mentioned us really in the press release. They see us obviously as a big threat for them. Otherwise, they would not mention, because we have nothing to do with this action of theirs, and it's very generically filed. You know, it happens. It keeps me busy. That's probably one of their main objectives. But at the end of the day, we believe the patents used in this filing are not valid. There's a lot of prior art. We also think it's an action to prolong license fees and to maybe increase license fees and to put more fear on the market. So we will be forced to address that. And it also became clear in their own announcement that apparently they don't have so much IP for the United States in comparison with what they previously announced in some other communication. So we will address the issue, and then we will see next March what the new action of Unilin will be.
Yeah, you were telling me offline that you really need to look at these three patents they're talking about and get in more detail. But the release that they put out says that in the next 18-month period, so there's not going to be any activities anytime soon, right?
No, it's not an immediate issue to address. And it's also correct, because I think that it needs to be evaluated by the committee in the US, and this committee will definitely have the same opinion as us that this is in fact a non-issue and should not be filed. And we will work with our partners to address this issue, and we will wait for the next action of Unilin. But they put the stakes high, and that, high trees capture a lot of wind. So let's see what happens.
All right, so let's move to some of your latest accomplishments with I4F.
Yeah, we are really excited about the progress we have made. We have aggressively grown our licensee base. We hope to, at the end of the show, because the show still is 1.5 days, to finish around 85 licensees worldwide. It's a tremendous growth. It's 2.5 times what we had beginning of last year. And the volumes have been growing tremendously, I think, within the US also because of the willingness and the do-it-yourself market growth. We have obtained more than 60% of the US market in new materials with our locking. We have filed many new patents. We have established partnerships because our vision is really that we work with, you know, the market, with the manufacturers to be a platform for them. If they have a great idea, like the CFL example, but there will be many others in the future, we have the platform and we can help them to market those technologies and help the market also to launch those new novelties and make some additional turnover. So yeah, we are tremendously happy with the progress, the team expansion. And so, yeah, we're looking forward for 2019. And in the meantime, we take some barriers as they come and we move on.
Well, talk about this show. You come here every year. How does this Domatex Asia compare to previous years?
Yeah, I'm really impressed. Spoke with the committee of the show. I think it's much too short because, you know, many visitors and it is a large space to cover, yeah? Also in the walking sense. So yeah, it has really been, if you compare it with last year, it's so much bigger. And also people have put bigger booths in place and more assortment, and it's unbelievable. And also a lot of new companies, new names I've not seen last year. So yeah, this is really a market on the move and very international. I've met so many European retail and distributors already, and the same for the US. I saw so many US retailers. Yeah, so this is really a very important show.
Yeah, you know, the story for the past several years has been around rigid core LVT, but I'm seeing a lot of wood at this show. So there's some companies that are showing up and talking about some real wood products. So it's interesting to come to the show and see what all the many countries are looking at, right?
Yeah, and you're absolutely right, because yesterday my licensing director said there are 3 companies came to me for our locking for the wood. Yeah? Yeah. This is because, yeah, we are so much in this SPC and WPC kind of flow.
Yeah.
And you're right, because the more people go in SPC, of course, the more people will go again in products where they can differentiate themselves, and that's exciting. New materials, new composition. This is also how a market should function. Choice and innovation.
Yeah. All right, John, it's great to catch up with you again. We're talking to John Reitfeldt, the CEO with I4F at Domatex Asia in Shanghai, and you've been listening to Kempar and FortAlley.net.